Blam more, fearless. Blog Diva Talk Radio.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Cause we're just in the tank. Cause I'm not ready. Honey, love it. Come and go. And we are moving on. Are you ready to dance with us, baby? Come on.
Hello, Divas. Welcome to Diva Talk Radio Show, a show dedicated to women living with, at risk, and affected by diabetes. I'm your host, Mr. Diabetic, and I'm on a quest to glamorize good health. Get ready to be inspired as you play along tonight with one lucky diva on tonight's lightning bolt round of our self-care game, Diabetes Numerology. Plus, you're not going to want to miss this great lineup of sexy guests and darling discount deals to help you stay healthy and upbeat about your care. It's all part of my Valentine's Day celebration. So as I'm getting more excited than Christina Aguilera at the Super Bowl, which is why I'm flubbing all my lines tonight. So please forgive me, but remember, in the next 20 minutes, I have got my biggest sweetheart of a deal ever. That's right. If you have questions or comments, or you want to be my lucky recipient of the Droid X smartphone, courtesy of Verizon Wireless, call in on these digits. 347-215-8551, and I'll be announcing the winner at the end of the show. Also, feel free to visit the Diabetic website, diabetic.org. We've got lots of inspiration going on for you there. Again, that number, 347-215-8551. Let's see if you could sweet-talk me into getting yourself a Droid X smartphone. Now, it's time to meet three of the smartest and sexiest educators from around the country.
Ooh la la.
Yes, I do. Ooh la la to everybody. I finally refer to these ladies as the Charlie's Angels of Outreach. And here they are, Jessica Insler from Norfolk, Virginia. Hello, Jessica.
Hi, Max. Happy
Judy
Valentine's
Wilcox
Day.
From Hollywood, Florida.
Hi, Max.
And
Happy Valentine's
my guest
Day.
Educator tonight is Connie Frazier from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Great to be here.
Hi, Connie. I know you work for the Joslin Diabetes Center. Is that a women's organization?
Actually, Joslin Diabetes Center is involved in treating women with diabetes, but all people who have diabetes, including men as well.
And are they national? So if I don't go to Pittsburgh, are there any other locations?
Yes. Actually, Joslin has 38 affiliates around the country, and there is one actually in New York, in Syracuse. So there are affiliates in two international places as well, and 38 affiliates around the country, and there's one in Syracuse, New York, close to you.
Well, you know what? I'm a Syracuse University graduate, so I love that information.
Well, there you go.
So let's celebrate the orange, but actually we're celebrating the red tonight because it's Valentine's Day, and I've got Cupid's arrow pointed at my Charlie's Angels with the hot topics. Are you ladies ready?
Oh, we're ready.
We're ready.
All right, Connie, you're first up. And I worked with you at the Expo in Pittsburgh, so I know you're ready for this question. Let's talk about the ugly truth when it comes to sugar-free candies, especially because we know a lot of our Diabetic sweethearts are going to be getting or receiving or giving, I should say, sweets for Valentine's Day. Is that a good choice, a sugar-free candy?
Well, Max, you're exactly right. I think candy in general is very popular during the Valentine's season, and sugar-free candy, I think, for people with diabetes is always sort of on the list. However, we need to think about sugar-free candy is really not all it's cracked up to be. It's just because it's sugar-free doesn't necessarily mean it's carbohydrate-free. So it's still a source of carb. It's high in fat and calories, kind of similar to regular chocolate. And it's a little more expensive, but the important thing is eating too much of that sugar-free chocolate, we don't want to have this problem, especially on Valentine's Day. It can have the laxative effect, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, I don't think anyone loves that on Valentine's Day.
I don't think we want to have that challenge. So I would say the bigger plan here would be have a small amount of regular chocolate, even dark chocolate preferably, because it's packed with antioxidants, which are very heart healthy. So I would go with a small amount of regular dark chocolate as my Valentine's Day gift.
Well, I would like to go with flowers for you, darling, but you're in Pittsburgh, and I know you're married. So clarify one thing for me.
Max, come on.
All right. Clarify one thing for me, Connie, because you confused me for a second. If it's sugar-free, it doesn't have sugar, but you're saying it has carbs. So is that going to affect my blood glucose value?
It still can. The type of sugar sweetener that's in it is usually a sugar alcohol called sorbitol or mannitol.
Right.
And usually those types of sugar alcohols are digested a little more slowly by the body, so they will have a slower rise in the blood sugar. But eaten in larger quantities, as I mentioned, they have the laxative effect, and they can still impact and raise blood sugar.
All right. Well, I know I appreciate for that you for that, and I know we're going to raise the heat right now because, Judy Wilcox, you've got a hot, hot, hot topic. How does diabetes affect the sex lives of men and women?
Well, you know, it really can cause a big effect because a lot of times when couples have or individual has sexual difficulties and they have diabetes, they don't talk about it. So when people don't talk about it, it doesn't get resolved. And some of the things that can happen, like if you're in a couple, a man could have erectile dysfunction because uncontrolled blood sugars can cause problems with circulation. And you know, sex is a really important part. It's a source of physical pleasure, relaxation. It can relieve pain. And just having diabetes can maybe make you feel unattractive. But, you know, for women, it can come down to maybe a lack of lubrication. It can also, because of neuropathy, cause lack of genital sensation. Okay. And an increase in yeast infections. So one of the best things you can do is commit to control your diabetes. You could also use some different things like lubrication. In fact, I saw a great ad, Max, for chocolate and strawberry flavored KY jelly, perfect for Valentine's Day.
You are the wildest angel in the bunch, Judy Wilcox, with your candy flavor. I'm going to have to ask Connie later to give me the carb count on that. All right. Well,
I think
a lot of information happening between the
freebie,
sheets with that one.
Because all the energy we'll expend will be in a calorie deficit. Yeah.
All right. So, Jessica, just to pick up on that conversation since we're in the bedroom, here's a question from a girl I worked with in L.A. Can I have sex wearing the insulin pump? And so if I'm living with type 1 diabetes, can I have sex if I'm wearing an insulin pump?
You know, that's a really great question, Max. I'm glad you brought that up, or I'm glad your gal in L.A. brought that up, because I'm a huge fan of pump therapy. But I do work with a lot of patients, both, you know, people living with type 1 and type 2, who feel worried about having a pump and still feeling sexy or comfortable having sex. What most people really do is take off their pumps during sex. If you have an insulin pump without tubing, you can leave it on, or you may feel more comfortable taking it off for the moment. If you have a pump with tubing, you can simply disconnect the tubing from your infusion set or take the infusion set out altogether. The good thing is that all pumps are very easy to take off. It doesn't hurt to do so, and it's super quick, so it won't, you know, ruin the moment. And, you know, as Connie just mentioned, we all know that exercise and activity can lower blood sugar. So hopefully your moment or more is active enough so that you won't really miss the insulin that you're not getting if your pump is off. And, you know, one more kind of final thought here, Max. I know we're probably short on time, but while we're sort of on the topic of conception, I would really like to point out that pump therapy is really often the insulin therapy of choice for OBGYNs and their patients living with diabetes who are trying to have a baby. And, you know, it can really provide optimum glycemic control, which is really important for healthy pregnancy and a healthy little one. So if you're thinking about pump therapy, if you're thinking about it and you feel nervous about it, just know that, you know, it's, people are doing it all the time with pumps, and, you know, it's a good thing. It's
well,
good
you know
thing.
What? This really must be our Valentine's Day show because I'm turning red from these hot topics. So good job, angels. Thank you so much. Remember, you can be my lucky caller tonight and win a Droid X smartphone courtesy of Verizon Wireless if you dial in 347-215-8551. I'd love to hear from you. We've got live callers calling in tonight, and you can visit our chat room and have a discussion. But right now, lighting the candles, Jessica. I put on my tuxedo. Welcome back, Jessica. We're going to have our Dining Out with a Dietitian segment. Most people think that registered dietitians such as yourself want us only to eat tofu and to give up all our favorite comfort foods. But, Jessica, you've agreed to dine out with me tonight to help my listeners become better eaters, not perfect eaters, when it comes to dining out.
Right.
So, Jessica, I've got the candles lit. We're in the mall. And if you can believe it or not, I'm taking you to Panda Express Chinese food. Yes.
Oh, my.
Cook, fast food-styled service found in many shopping malls and supermarkets. And I just found one nearby thanks to my Droid X phone. So, Jessica, here we are. Thank you for going. I saw that you just bought something from Victoria's Secret, by the way, so that must be for Judy. We'll talk about that later. But, you know, I'm looking at the menu, and I know, looking at the menu, that Panda Express does not have any MSG in their foods, but I'm just curious, what is MSG?
Very good question, Max, but I have a question for you. Are you taking me to Panda Express because you know I'm a new mom and I have very little time for leisurely dinners?
No, I just want you to show me how to use chopsticks.
Yes, well, that's my answer to portion control. Anyway, back to your question, though. MSG is a really widely used flavor enhancer or additive. It's used in everything from Chinese and fast food, snacks, prepared foods, and even condiments. It does have a bad rap because of more kind of anecdotal stories of bad reactions to MSG. You know, certain people complained of things like headaches or hyperactivity, but so far science hasn't really been able to kind of necessarily prove that link there. But I think it's really interesting that all these restaurants are now bragging about not having MSG. What I really, you know, wish more could boast about is having no sodium or salt. And that's kind of what
I
want to focus on.
Is there a lot of salt in Chinese food or sodium?
Oh, heck yeah. And, you know, really, you know, not to get down on Chinese, but it's really, you know, any fast food, any restaurant food. It is February. We, you know, really want to take a moment to talk about heart health. And extra sodium in your diet could mean extra fluid and work for your heart and kidneys and could lead to high blood pressure and things like heart disease and stroke. And so I want all of our divas listening out there to be thinking about, you know, limiting sodium in their diet. And it really is. I mean, it's very difficult to do when you're eating out, but you can go online like you did on your Droidex and look at the nutritional information for your favorite places. And, you know, with Chinese food and other restaurants, the more you go for fresh and steamed ingredients, in this case, say at Panda Express, mixed veggies and steamed white rice as kind of the basis of your meal, the better you'll do. I mean, just for an example, at Panda Express, if you choose chow mein noodles, you're getting over 1,000 milligrams of sodium. If you choose fried rice, you're getting 900. If you choose steamed rice, you're getting none. So,
and
you know,
what,
it can
what
make
is
a big
like,
difference.
Just quickly, what is a good number for sodium? You mentioned 1,900. Are we saying 500, 400, 300, 200? What should I be looking for?
If somebody that's at risk for hypertension and heart disease,
right,
is under 1,500 milligrams a day of sodium is what you're looking at. And
okay.
Or, you know, a no added salt diet that we used to teach people about, or excuse me, still teach people about, is about, you know, 2,400 milligrams or less. And just incidentally, a teaspoon of salt has 2,400 milligrams of sodium. So you really have to be cautious with what you're adding at the table, and be careful with your condiments.
All right.
That's a big source.
All right. Well, thank you for helping me be a better eater, not a perfect eater.
You're
and
welcome,
guess what?
Max.
It is
Thanks
time
for the
to
meal.
Pass the That's right. Let's meet our diabetes numerology contestant and real-life diva living with diabetes. Hello, Fran.
Hi, how are you? It's such a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. You're from New York as well as I am, so
yes,
welcome
I am.
To the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. I was reading about you on our blog today, but I'd love to share it with our listeners.
Sure. Well, I've had type 1 diabetes for this April will make 42 years, and I you know, always look at, like, people as, with type 1, like, I feel like we're, like, kind of like the Olympic athletes of diabetes, you know, because there really is so much that's involved. And I think it's just a whole, you know, it's a whole attitude thing. It's just sort of how you tackle it. I was diagnosed the month after I turned 14, you know, classic symptoms. My mother was fainting, you know, thought I would die. All my relatives thought I would die. It was kind of nice. I got a lot of presents. Jewelry was really amazing, you know, trips to Europe, amazing. I don't know, I just accepted it. So it's so funny. I don't know that I was a diabetic. The concept didn't exist, but I certainly never fought it. I just felt that, well, if this happened, there must be a reason for it. And I was very religious in those days. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to do the best I can. And I truly, truly believed that if I did the right thing, i.e., do what the doctor told me to do, you know, watch what I ate, kept my numbers good. And remember, in those days, you didn't even have the ability, you know, you didn't have self blood glucose monitoring. But I just, you know, worked hard to keep, you know, my sugars good, that everything would turn out all right. And the truth of the matter is, 42 years later, it really has. I was always really upfront about it, told my girlfriends. I can remember my mother saying, like, a few months after I was diagnosed, you know, very conspiratorially, don't tell the boys you have diabetes. You know, translation is, you know, you're never going to find a husband. You know, no one's going to date you. It didn't hurt me. I realized it more had more to do with, like, her fears for me, but it was just something I just never even entertained. I mean, I always was just upfront because I felt that it's a good way to kind of dispel the bad images people had about people with diabetes.
Sure.
You know?
And now
I felt
you're
like
married and you have a lovely 16-year-old son.
Right, teenage son. You know, even though, again, a lot of people would say, you know, don't have a child. The pregnancy was a lot of work. I didn't become pregnant with Ben until I was 39. I'd already had diabetes for 25 years. And, you know, a lot of people, i.e. people who really don't know much better, would tell you, no, you certainly can't sustain a pregnancy or deliver a healthy baby. That is so not true. Now, granted, I did not have any complications, and I know if you have certain complications, be it kidneys or problems with your eyes, then a pregnancy may not really be advised. But at this point, everything seemed to be great. Lot of work, you know, blood testing essentially every hour around the clock. And again, I'm very compliant. I do whatever the doctors tell me to do, you know, really measuring all my food and whatnot. But, you know, same thing, I was eating no less than 12 times a day. I only gained 29 and a half pounds. Why? Because when you do the right thing, you know what I mean? You're eating what you're supposed to. You really don't put on all the weight. And I felt great. And, I mean, my hair was old. I mean, that wasn't so young, you know, 39.
Right.
I did remarkably. And the baby, my son, was born practically tap dancing. It truly was.
Yeah.
It was, you know, just listen to your diabetes educator. Listen to your diabetes educator.
And, Fran, I'm going to ask you if you're ready because we're ready to play diabetes numerology with
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so here's how we play numerology. I'm going to read a random blood glucose value along with a real-life situation.
Okay.
And then I'm going to ask you to tell us how you would deal with the situation.
Okay.
Once you do, the angels will discuss your solution and share some tips for other people who might be listening who are living with diabetes.
Okay.
And remember, if you're playing along with us tonight, please keep in mind that one solution doesn't work for everyone. So check with your doctor to find out what specific game plan you should have.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage people to play along with us every time I want to do that. And you can download our game book at divabetic.org. So here's your heartthrob situation in celebration of Valentine's Day, Fran. Your blood, your diabetes numerology game blood glucose value is 195.
Okay.
And your numerology game scenario is after you finished applying suntan lotion to Antonio Banderas' muscles while aboard the Princess Cruise Line, a.k.a. the Love Boat, destination Paradise Island. How would
okay.
you solve that?
How would I solve that?
You just applied some suntan lotion to Antonio.
Well, you know what? I think in the best case scenario, I would say that we would let nature take its course because I know from personal experience that sexual activity can bring you low. Believe it or not, there was actually research done about this a couple of years ago. But you know, to be really you know, really responsible about it, I would say it would depend why it was a 195, when, how long before did I eat, how I'm on an insulin pump, how long before did I bolus, or meaning when did I last take insulin, do you know what I mean? If this
mm-hmm.
was like immediately after eating, if it was in the first hour after eating a meal, and if there were some, you know, maybe I overcaught too many carbs or had a whole lot of, you know, fruit or maybe some candy, maybe that's why. But I would just, I would not freak out. I wouldn't take extra insulin at that point because you don't want to bring it low too slowly. So I think I would just try to be romantic and sort of get in the groove with that and then check again in about another hour.
Ooh la la, is what I want the angels to say. How did she do,
yeah.
Angel?
Beautiful.
Excellent.
I love it.
I think she did a good job because the sun can make your blood sugar go up or down. And if you, I'm not sure if she had her sunscreen on and if she got a sunburn.
Oh, the sun. Yes, you're right. I mean, I've had really bad lows after being in the sun. And if I burn, I've had really bad highs.
Yeah, because sunburn can either increase your blood sugar from
mm-hmm.
inflammation or make it go down, depending on what else. It can make it kind of go a little wacky.
And
so
Connie, what's your feeling?
I would say continue to test because if you're going to have erratic blood sugars, you'll just figure out what to do based on those numbers. And, you know, it's important to kind of think about if I'm in the sun, boy, I'm going to do some preventive measures. I'll put some sunscreen on to prevent that burn. Maybe I will make sure I'm hydrated, drink plenty of water to prevent dehydration, and just keep checking frequently and, most importantly, enjoy the day.
And, Jessica, how did she do with the Mambo King?
Oh, I think those are all great, you know, great answers and great points. I think, you know, the one thing that we're kind of overlooking is, A, way to go for actually checking your blood sugar in that moment. You know, you're on the love boat with Antonio Banderas. You just slathered him in sunscreen, and you have the, you know, the foresight to say, let me check my blood sugar before we go whisk away to the Congo line or wherever. So it's great. But the thing that we're not thinking of is, or maybe the sunscreen on your hand. Yeah, I hear the clock ticking, but think about the sunscreen on your hand, and did you wash that off before you checked? So maybe blood sugar's not quite 195, whether it's, you know, sticky, you know, sunscreen or, you know, dressing from your all-you-can-eat salad bar. You know, you mentioned food before. That could be on your hand, so keep it clean, you know?
All right. Well, you know
I
what?
Agree.
We're the fastest-paced radio show in the world, so I'm going to keep us on track. You know, Fran, for playing along with us tonight, you're winning a New Naturals and Cabbage Cheese gift basket as well as a Divabetic tote bag. So, Fran, tell me what radio show makes you feel like a diva.
Divabetic Blog Radio.
There you go. Thank you so much. Is the phone ringing? Yagu, are you on the line? She's not. So we're going to move on because I've got another fabulous diva for my Valentine's Day special. My mother, she's in my life every day. So happy Valentine's Day to Mama Rosemarie. Mom, are you there? Rosemarie? I'm screwing up the lines because everyone's excited about the Joydex phone. Hello, you're on the air with Diva Talk Radio. All right, well, I'm waiting for my caller. Do I have Mama Rose or Yagu on the line?
Yes.
Who do I have?
Mama Rosemarie is on the line.
Okay, Mom. So we're kind of running short on time, but I did want to find out who your movie star crush was, Mom, because we were talking to Fran about some of dating back in the day, and I was wondering, like, a little bit further back, you had a movie star crush I heard about once. Who was it?
Oh, way, way, way back. It was Ben Johnson, if you could believe that.
Oh, I
was probably about 10 years old, and he could have used some sunscreen because he was blonde and blue-eyed.
Well, we heard that Fran got lots of gifts when she was living with diabetes, so I'm curious to know what your tip is this month for Valentine's Day.
Oh, my tip this month is to buy yourself some jewelry for Valentine's Day. The best jewelry you could get is one of these medical alert bracelets. I know everybody likes sparkles, but we want to keep those on your ears and on your fingers, but on your wrist, we want you to have a nice medical alert bracelet. It's very, very important for people with type 1 to have that because they take insulin daily and they might become hypoglycemic, so you really want to know, have the caregivers know that you are a type 1 person living with diabetes. And it is extremely important for those with type 2 to wear, to have a medical alert bracelet or even a little necklace with a little medallion on it indicating that they have diabetes and they need extra special care. They might go into something where they can't talk to the caregiver, and this would be a good way for the caregiver to know that they need special attention. And you could pick up these beautiful, they are pretty, bracelets at one of the pharmacies. Or you could go on internet. You could get them in gold and silver. And if your sweetheart is a gentleman who is living with diabetes, buy him an identification bracelet. They have the medical alert insignia also.
All right. Well, thank you, Mom, for being a part of the show. Always appreciate it. Enjoy that Van Johnson movie.
Okay.
You'll be the only one. All right.
You've got mail.
It's time for Stan the announcer, man. Hello, Dad. How are you tonight? What are you people doing to me? I mean, my phones are lighting up. Even my own family is disconnected. So, everybody, Stan the announcer, man, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Dad. What mail have you got for me tonight?
Okay. Well, over the last 3 weeks, we got 3 shipments from our supporters, and I'd like to give a special thanks to Crystal Light, Dr. Scholl Socks, and Pretzel Chris.
Okay.
You see, they have ample supply, and we're ready to go for the program this year.
And are those all your announcements tonight?
No. Well, I have a special Valentine's edition of Dad Picks, and that's because romance is in the air. Just ask my lovely Mrs. Rosemarie. Here are my all-time Divabetic-inspired love matches. My number three pick is Academy Award-winning actress Olivia Dukakis and her husband, fellow actor Louis Zorwich.
Right, and he's living with diabetes, right?
Type 2. Mm-hmm. And incidentally, we saw the movie, which is our favorite.
Moonstruck.
Exactly. And the number two is a rocker, Bret Michaels, living with type 1 diabetes, and longtime girlfriend, now fiance, Christy Gibson.
I don't think he's going to marry her, but that's my own take on that, Divas.
That's news to me. And my number one match is actress Haley Berry. Living with type 1 diabetes and French actor Olivier He's Hot Martinez. For more love inspiration, visit divabetic.org to play Divabetic Numerology.
Great. Thanks, Dad, for being on the show.
Okay.
All right, listeners. I've got my makeup artist calling in, but right now it looks like it's time for my Sweet Talk giveaway courtesy of Verizon Wireless. My dad already... Here's the call. Hello, you're on the air with Diva Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Max?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, this is Selena.
Selena, congratulations. You're the winner of our Droid X phone courtesy of Verizon Wireless. Thank you for being our instant winner tonight. Where are you calling from?
Excuse me?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Bronx, from home.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and be sure to send me an email so that I could send you out your new phone. It's an amazing video camera photo. It's just an amazing phone all the way around, and you could even access the Fat Secret and other healthy applications courtesy of Verizon Wireless on it. Thank you for being a part of Diva Talk Radio tonight. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
And guess what, everybody? The power of love continues right now because tonight I have two Diva Talk Radio instant winners courtesy of Diabetes Health Magazine. They are Robin Henley from Richmond, Virginia, and my new Facebook pal, Vicki Cleveland from Forest Hills, Texas. I'm passing the BOA to both of you tonight for being instant winners. You're going to get a one-year subscription to Diabetes Health Magazine. And if you'd like to be my next instant winner, email me at MrDivaBedick@gmail.com, and you could also win a fabulous prize. Now, I'm about to wrap up tonight's show, but this month I wanted to share my inspiration. It's Serena Williams. If you know me, you know I love to play tennis, but that's not why I love this legendary champion. Actually, it's because she has a newfound love, and it may come as a surprise. It's nail polish. Yes, Serena Williams took time away from the court this past year to go to school to become a certified nail technician. And let me tell you, reinvention is not easy. So this athlete turned beautician has taken the same care she has with her tennis to apply it to her new endeavor, and I really recognize that, and I salute her for trying to launch her own line of OP nail polish featuring many of the glittering colors inspired by the Grand Slam tennis tournaments. So let Serena's new chapter in her life encourage you to reach beyond your current success and explore new passions. Don't be afraid to love yourself and your health. Happy Valentine's Day. And Divas, we're out of time. So Serena and all the rest of you, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight and joining the conversation. I want to thank everyone for being in my chat room. Please feel free to visit the coupon page of the divabetic.org site for special savings from our sponsors. If you missed any of our past Diva Talk radio shows, please visit divabetic.org, click on the radio button, or download us for free on iTunes to hear any of the shows or all of the shows in their entirety. Please visit our blog, join our Facebook group, and follow us on Twitter. Now, remember, every diva has an entourage, and I'm so glad to be part of yours. Let's stay happy and healthy together. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Because we are ready to take the corner. Honey, love has come and gone, and we are moving on. Are you ready to dance with us, baby?